So what happens, verse 18, when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem, and it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they said, "Is this Naomi? Is this Mary Sunshine?" When she returned, see, she went out prosperous. She had a husband on one arm and two boys. They were sickly, but they were her boys, and she loved them. Now she comes back. Her husband is dead. Her two boys are gone. And all she has is now one little foreign girl with her. That's all. And her poverty is obvious. Now, notice Naomi. And she said unto them, "Call me not Naomi, call me Mara." That means bitterness. Or let me change that. "Call me not Mary Sunshine, call me Gloomy Gus. For the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me." Now, had God dealt bitterly with her? No. What had happened was, she's part of the prodigal family, and she just got her whipping in the far country. The family really got a whipping in the far country. And it wasn't God that dealt bitterly. It was because of disobedience. She doesn't blame herself at all. Then verse 21, "I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty." Now, friends, I'm not an expert in mathematics, but I do know this, that there is a wide divergence between full and empty. I went out full. She had everything. She comes back empty with nothing. Lost everything in the far country. And then she says, "Why call ye me Mary Sunshine, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me?" So Naomi, so Mary Sunshine returned. I'm delighted the Spirit of God didn't accept her new name. She's not going to be Mara because wonderful things are in store for her. So Naomi, Mary Sunshine, not Gloomy Gus. So Mary Sunshine returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Now, before somebody writes me a letter to tell me I'm mispronouncing the word Moabitess, I will say that I do know that the correct pronunciation is Moabitess. But I don't like that pronunciation, and when I don't like it, I change it my way, and I hope you'll accept it. I think the Moabitess sounds much better, and so we'll go along with that if you don't mind. But the important thing is, here's this little foreign girl from the land of Moab, rejected, if you please, an outsider. And the Mosaic law shut her out, and she doesn't think she has a chance. But wonderful things are in store for Mary Sunshine and Ruth, the woman from Moab, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Now, friends, that's a good time to come to Bethlehem. You see, the famine is over, and now they've got a wonderful crop, the barley harvest, and then they will have the wheat harvest.